debate.
Hello, welcome to The Debate. I'm Kwabe Tawoye. A French law on filming police has triggered a third weekend of protest. The controversial security bill would limit filming of the police. Why is it controversial? The faces of the police are going to be blurred if they were filmed, so their identities would remain hidden. But doesn't that invite police to commit police brutality? Well, that's one of the questions we're going to be asking in this edition of The Debate. We'll also look at how France, under the French presidents, is losing some of the liberties and freedoms that the French have fought so hard for. First, let's cross on over to Paris and talk to our correspondent, Chris Den Hund. Chris Den Hund, tell us about, first of all, the protests, how those are going, and whether this bill is actually now being rethought in terms of some of its application, if that is indeed true.
Well, the protest is still going on every week, and there are three kinds of opposition against this bill. First of all, high-level government ministers are not pleased with the way this bill is written, so they want to rewrite. Macron himself said that he wants to look into it without saying concretely how he would change things, so that's not enough, clearly. A second opposition comes from the right-wing majority in the Senate, because the bill that has been voted in the French Assembly still has to be approved by the Senate, and the right-wing majority would like to rewrite. But the main opposition clearly comes from the street protesters and their supporters, mainly.
general rule with regards to truth is that the heart should be inclined towards Allah, His commandments, and the realities, while the rule which regards to falsehood is that the heart should be averse to things that are prohibited and related to other than Allah. And the interior should be kept away from dirty and impure carnal attachments. A pious person comprehends that falsehood weans a person away from realities, and it shall cease to exist. And it is only truth which is deep-rooted and continues to exist. Thus, one must adhere to the people of truth and stay away from the people of falsehood. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "One who helps falsehood has oppressed and done injustice to the truth." So truth has its own existence, its own independent existence. Anybody who says a lie or supports falsehood, you know, or supports an idea that is not truthful, then this person is, as a matter of fact, oppressing truth. This person is, as a matter of fact, trampling over the very existence of this human nature complianted truth, phenomena called truth. So be careful. You always be on the side of truth and not of falsehood. Welcome back to your listeners. Today we are discussing truth and falsehood, and we said truth is in coherence and in line with human nature, the nature of an individual or a nature of a society. And we said that Imam Ali alayhi salam said that one who helps falsehood has oppressed and done injustice to the truth. Accepting the truth is also equally important. One night, Sa'id ibn Musayyib entered the mosque of the noble prophet, wherein he observed a person offering prayers. He was reciting them in a loud and beautiful voice. Sa'id instructed his slave to go to the person and request him to recite his prayers softly. "The mosque is not our property. This person has a right over it too," the slave said. Sa'id decided to do it himself. He called out in a loud voice, "O worshipper, if you are offering your prayers for Allah, then lower your voice. But if you are offering it for other people, then do realize they shall not benefit you in the least." The person, appreciating the truth in this advice, lowered his voice and recited the remainder of the prayers in a low voice. As soon as he had completed his prayers, he picked up his shoes and left the mosque. After he had, it transpired that the person was Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, the ruler of Medina. See, sometimes even the average of people, by giving them a reminder of being truthful to themselves, embrace the reality and accept the truth, that is important. Sometimes we have traditions where the worst of people, they accepted truth when exposed to it as well. So always advise others to accept the truth, and before advising them, make sure you yourself accept the truth. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, thank you very much for staying with us till the end of today's episode of A to Z. Don't forget to log on to our website at www.parsetoday.com, Call of Islam page. We leave you